When you're all the time worked up about what you don't have, you're going to waste what you do have. And if you cannot be thankful for what you receive, at least be thankful for what you've escaped. Listen to me. If you have cancer, thank God you don't have heart disease. If you have heart disease, thank God you don't have cancer. If you have cancer and heart disease, thank God you're still here. Amen? I mean, always giving thanks unto God at all times. Now, if you're vertical and ventilating, you're in good shape. I said if you're vertical and ventilating, you're in good shape. Let's stop whining, moping, moaning. Be thankful you are alive. Now listen to me. Some of y'all, some of us may have done bad. Some of y'all may have done really bad. But you ought to thank God you didn't do any worse than what you did. How many are thankful for the restraining hand of God in your life that has held you back from getting into all kinds of difficulties and messy pits? Hallelujah this morning. I'm telling you, giving thanks always. Giving thanks for all things. Now, if you're horizontal and still breathing, you should be thankful anyhow. I was in Kirtland, Ohio. I was stood up to preach, and they rolled in a woman from an ambulance in a bed with all kinds of medical equipment and personnel. I didn't pay much attention until I got up to speak, and I looked over, and here was this woman. Had a trach. Coming in the side of her throat. And I looked at her laying in that bed. She had the countenance of an angel. She looked radiant. She was the epitome of peace and joy. She was just radiant. Now, if you ever have to stand in front of people at 9 o'clock on Sunday morning and look at the countenances, you know sometimes it's a tough go to find somebody smiling. It's just a tough go. I'm just telling you. And I understand I'm not a morning person either. But I looked at her and I was amazed. So I pretty much looked at her the whole time. You know, don't be afraid of their faces. And boy, she was pleasant. I ran right over after sermon, introduced myself, found her name was Ida Brinkman. I said, Ida, what is up? Got a trach and all this stuff. She said, 49 years ago, I contracted polio. She was a quadriplegic for 49 years. Her husband, who was not even a Christian, took care of her till he died. And then the children didn't want anything to do with her, so they put her in some nursing home. She told me her story, and I just marveled. I marvel at these people who have joy in the midst of a perplexity. I marvel. And I said, Ida, good night. With all of these things that are going on, your circumstances are so bad. How do you seem to have such a good attitude? And Ida said, Harold, I try not to look at my circumstances. I just try to look to Jesus. I thought, what a rebuke. And my wife was homeschooling our children. Ida was in this nursing home. I'm the principal of the homeschool academy. And I said, we're taking a field trip. We're going to see Ida. We loaded up, went over. It took them about 30 minutes to get her straight. And we walked in, and there she was. She can't do anything for us. Can't even breathe. And she's the most pleasant, positive, joyful, peaceful. I mean, when you get around people like that, you feel rebuked for griping about your small problems. Anybody like that? That's the way I felt. So Ida became my hero, and I have a picture of her at home. And I said to her, a caretaker, I said, hey, how can we encourage Ida? What can we do to encourage Ida? She said, oh, it don't take much. A card, flower, phone call, prayer, visit. She was up in Ohio. And every now and then, I'd feel impressed to send a flower or something. One morning, I felt impressed to send her a flower. And I flew out the next day, and I forgot all about it. I'm over in Ireland. My wife calls me up, and she said, Harold, Ida is gone. I said, what do you mean Ida is gone? She said she died. I thought, oh, man. I should have sent that flower. I wanted to send the flower. And here I am grieving because my heroes are people like Ida. I have no NFL heroes, National Federation of Lunatics. I have no heroes. People like that are my heroes. And I'm grieving out of my skull, and then it finally hit me. You know, Ida, she's not bedridden. She don't have any trach. Oh, Ida, she can walk. Ida, I believe she's dancing. I believe she's throwing a fit. I believe that old Ida's doing just quite well. But for 52 years, Ida carried that burden, that earthly burden. Can you imagine that? And if Ida can praise the Lord, Harold Vaughn can praise the Lord too, can't you? So instead of complaining about what you've lost, go ahead and thank God for what you got left. The older you get, the more you're going to lose. You're losing relationships. And in our economy, you're losing resources. And physically, you're losing body parts. Replacement parts, defective parts, missing parts. Instead of complaining about what you've lost, why don't you praise God for what you got left? Amen? I'm telling you, it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. Now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to inventory items of appreciation about your family. I want you to inventory some items of appreciation. I want you to think about one thing you appreciate about your spouse. One thing you appreciate about your spouse. One thing you appreciate about your children. One thing you appreciate about your parents. And I want us to have a little family huddle and express one thing, not lengthy, one thing you're thankful for. Husbands, express appreciation. Say thank you. Tell your wife one thing you appreciate about her right now. Wives, show gratitude to your husband. Thank him for what he does fix around the house. But think about one thing to tell him you appreciate about him. Children, say thank you to your parents. Children, if there's any children in here, get with your parents right now and thank them for one thing. And then parents, let's express appreciation to our children and tell them one thing we appreciate right now. All right? Family huddle, application. Let's huddle up, giving appreciation to our family members. All right, we got one more point. Giving thanks for all things, giving thanks at all times. They're both in the text, and the third one's in the Bible. Giving thanks in advance, giving thanks in advance. You know, many people have an advance directive, where they write down their end of life wishes, like don't resuscitate, no feeding tubes, no extraordinary needs, stuff like this. But you know what? We need an advanced directive in the Christian life. And the advanced directive in the Christian life is giving thanks in advance. Giving thanks before it happens. It's called faith. Now, purpose to live in faith instead of doubt. I said purpose to live in faith instead of doubt. The president of a Christian university said to me, he said, Harold, when you get to talking about faith, the professors all get nervous. And I'm thinking the professors ought to be more nervous about their unbelief than about faith. And that's what I believe. It's time for God's people that believe the book to start believing God. Not just believe in facts and figures, but believe in Almighty God. Determined to live in expectancy instead of complacency. Determined to live in expectancy instead of complacency. Decide to pray with anticipation instead of anxiety. I said determined to live, to pray with anticipation instead of anxiety, and determined to live in hope instead of despair. You know, Charlie Brown was the eternal pessimist. And one day he turned to Snoopy and he said to Snoopy, Snoopy, you know, one day we're all going to die. Sounds like Charlie Brown, don't it? Sounds like some sermons I've heard lately. Yeah, well, you know, one day we're all going to die. And old Snoopy said to Charlie Brown, yeah, but all the other days we're going to live. And I'm telling you, if you're alive, live it. If you're breathing, believe God. We got to learn to pray and thank God in advance, because thanking God is the first step of faith. Now, praying in faith will transform your prayer life. Learn to pray with exclamation points instead of question marks. Learn to pray with exclamation points instead of question marks. In other words, when you ask God for something, you thank Him for it. Listen, whatever is not of faith is what? Whatever is not of faith is? We're going to keep doing this till y'all say it. Whatever is not of faith is? Man, thank you. Thank you for the one man back there. Yes. Whatever is not of faith is sin. And if we're not praying in faith, and if we're not expecting what we're asking for, we're sinning while we're praying. And I'm telling you, we've got to learn to give thanks in advance. Now, you don't have to wait for the answer to manifest itself before you can begin to thank God for it. Thanking God in advance. The old timers used to call this praying through. And you know, I have no doubt, but sitting here this morning, some of y'all are carrying, some of us are carrying all kinds of burdens. We got family needs. Anybody here got any family needs? Anybody, hands up? Anybody here with family needs? Anybody here with financial needs? Anybody here with emotional needs? Anybody here with spiritual needs? Anybody here with physical needs? Man, we're need machines. I mean, what do you need? A job? Victory? What does your marriage need? Restoration? Oh, I'll tell you what. In the marriage relationship, when you've lost that love and feeling, and some of y'all have heard that in a song, but when you've lost that love and feeling, you know what you're supposed to do? If you don't have any feelings of love toward your spouse, start treating them like you love them, and the feelings will come along pretty soon. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? It's easier to act your way into feeling than to feel your way into acting. And if you sit around waiting for some feeling to fall on you, you might not ever get it. But if you'll just go ahead and start treating your spouse with kindness and acts of love, I'm telling you, those feelings will follow. So learn to couch every request with gratitude. And I want to say this, believing you actually possess what you ask for in prayer is not presumption, but the Bible calls it faith. Believing you actually possess what you ask for in prayer is not presumption. This is what the Bible calls faith. And the Bible is so encouraging. It says this, if any of you lack wisdom, who doesn't? Let him ask of God, who gives to all men liberally and doesn't hold it back. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. But the Bible says, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven about and tossed. Let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So we're down to this. We're to ask God by faith. Now think about the things your family needs today. Our families, I told them yesterday, our son was in an accident over a year ago and lost tremendous financial wages, lost tremendous, struggling through, still has trauma, brain trauma. And Friday, they were able to settle finally over a year. They didn't get what they wanted, didn't get what they deserved, but they got something. So can we say amen that they got something, amen, and took some pressure off? I'm telling you, you got to ask. My wife is the best one at this. She believes God. She asks God, believes God, and can rest about it. That's pretty good, isn't it? asks God, believes God, and can leave it alone. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, we got to learn to ask God in advance and believe God for coming through in advance. Now, ask in faith. Matthew Henry said this, thanksgiving is good. Thanksgiving is good, but thanksgiving is better. Thanksgiving is good, but thanksgiving is better. Thanksgiving can be heard, but thanksgiving can be seen. And I'll tell you what, as we cultivate this attitude of gratitude, as we intentionally thank God for all things, we intentionally thank God at all times, we intentionally thank God when we have a need, we thank Him in advance. I'm telling you, this will cultivate faith, this will cultivate wholeness, this will cultivate peace. You know, maybe here this morning, you're home, you've got some real, real problems and real, real challenges. Here's the way to pray. Lord, we're a mess, but all things are possible with You. And Lord, I want to thank You in advance for sorting this situation out. I'm telling you, that's a powerful, powerful incentive to pray prayers of gratitude, thanking God in advance, thanking God for all things, and thanking God always. Now, In your little book, we have, yes, I hear the angelic host knocking at the door. I'm not sure what that's all about. Yeah, come on, Lord. We're ready. Even so, come quickly. But anyhow, on the screen and in your little book right here, notice we have an application time. We want to close out Sunday school with application. You know, I really believe that a lot of churches are really good on instruction, but we could do better on application. Would you go along with that? So we're going to try to apply as we go along, all right? So notice application time. Have a time of thanksgiving prayer as a family. Now here's some directions. Thank God for your blessings. Write down some more. Before the day is over, put down at least 50 in your home. At least 50 things on the top 50 list. Thank God for your challenges. Oh, man, if you'll thank God for your blessings and challenges, you'll never run out of material to talk to God about. That's just the truth. Giving thanks always for all things. The trial of your faith is more precious than gold. Don't think it's strange concerning the fiery trial that's going to try you. No. Thanking God for your challenges. Thanking God for your blessings. But look at this last one. Thanking God in advance for meeting your needs. How many believe that God is Jehovah Jireh, God our provider? How many believe that He's Jehovah Rapha, God our healer? He's Jehovah Shalom. He's God our peace. Amen. And I'm telling you, praying prayers of faith. So here's three things to pray through. Huddle up with your family and spend a little season right here expressing gratitude to God on purpose. And then Pastor will come in a few moments and get us sorted out. We got about 5 minutes, so let's go to prayer, okay?
in heaven, we thank you for these moments that we can bow our heads and hearts before your throne. And I do pray that we take these words that have been given this morning as a challenge in our own walk, and that we would be grateful people. There are many things that we face, but we can see your hand at work. And we look back to the ways that you have provided, and we know that